Thank you. Thanks, Pam. Okay, the talk title, even though it said a little bit different, it is Wandering Off Your Path, okay? That's our talk title. Whether we like it or not, life keeps happening to us and all around us. Yes? Yes. It's important that we keep asking ourselves, where's my attention? Has it been sidetracked or hijacked by current events or current circumstances? Allowing worry, doubt, and fear to creep in and to disturb our peace. Is that possible for any of you? There is always much going on around us, much going on around in this planet that needs our attention, that begs for our attention. It's real, it's variable solution, real and variable solutions don't come from looking at that chaos. I don't know if you've figured that one out yet or not. But solutions resulting in transformation and better ways of living come from deep reflection. Dr. Ken just said that. And from our inner wisdom self. These times are calling each of us to be part of the healing. Part of the healing solution that is so needed today. We begin this process by our willingness to remember. To remember and to discover that place of peace that lives deep within each and every one of our own self. Our sacred and holy self. I spoke about this last week, and I'll remind you again as soon as we figure out how to do it, because we have a new assistant. The talks will be on the website. So if you missed last week, please listen to it. It's very important. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a theme that I talk about all the time, and the theme goes from one week to the next to the next. I don't expect you to be here every week, but it is nice when you are. So catch up with us. Catch up to where we are, because this is a time to learn and grow with each other. And the solution begins within ourselves. The peace we seek lives within each and every one of us. And our job, if we so choose, and we have to choose it, is to uncover what lives within you. It's there. It's there. I believe in personally that it's our greatest discovery. Yes, I'm the first one that will agree that events and circumstances take us off the path, and phew, we're down there. It easily pulls us into the chaos. And our job is to learn to forgive ourselves when that's where we go. Treating ourselves gently, with loving kindness when we get off course. If we start to shame ourselves, the moment we get off course, we're doing the same thing that we're seeing happening out in the world. When we forget our divine nature, it's time to call us back, call ourselves back. Wandering off our path doesn't mean that we're broken. Hear that again. Wandering off the path doesn't mean we're broken. It lets us know that a correction is needed. That's all it is. Same as the new cars that are out there today. I had the privilege of riding around in a friend's new car the other day. And suddenly her car started to make this chiming sound, ding, ding, ding. And she said, "Oh, don't worry. The car just lets me know when I've crossed the line. And I've driven over the line," reminding us and reminding her to correct and to be safe and to stay and take care and be stay in her own lane. You see, wandering off our path in fear, doubt, and worry is exactly the same thing. Oh, we've just crossed the line. Correct your course. Love yourself. Be safe. Take care of you. Stay in your lane. That's all that's happened. Instead of beating ourselves up or saying not very nice things to ourselves, "Oh, there you go again," you just say, call yourself gently back. Her car doesn't yell at her, say, "Stupid. You just crossed the line. Get in your own lane." No, it gently goes bing, bing, bing. She did it quite often. I thought, I don't know if I want one of those cars. But anyway, see, I learned a long time ago, I don't have to figure life out. That's not your job. Spirit is in charge of keeping the planets in orbit. Spirit is in charge of the sun rising and the sun setting. My job is to love myself. My job is to seek counsel when I get off the path, when that ding, ding, ding starts to happen. It's time then to use my GPS. I was sitting there this morning going, well, what is my GPS stand for? And I came up with good pausing second. Think about that. That's your GPS. A good pausing second. Take a breath. And ask, where am I desiring to go? Because if you don't tell your GPS where you want to go, it's going to take you wherever it wants. Every once in a while, I turn on my GPS and it takes me to some really funny place that maybe I've been before, but I'm not quite sure. Take a breath. Ask yourself, where is it that I want to go? What is it that I want to experience? My GPS moment supports me, it guides me, it helps me to correct my course as I stop and breathe and just be present in that moment. Our attention needs to be on growing our own consciousness, not someone else's. Because as we grow our consciousness, life gets much easier. When I stopped wanting everybody else to change, it got really easy because it was only my awareness that needed to be in, I needed to be in charge of. We learn there's a power for good and it is ours to use. And I have a great story that absolutely exemplifies this for you this morning. And here it goes. A couple of Thanksgivings ago, after an altercation with a bullying neighbor, I was arrested and charged with attempted murder. The video evidence was condemning. I spent the week locked in solitary confinement in the LA County Jail. That fateful day, as I sat handcuffed in the back seat of a squad car for the very first time in my adult life, I wept silently in stunned remorse and disbelief. Suddenly, as if remembering, I had a get-out-of-free-jail card. My mind turned to spiritual principle, reflecting, I asked, what is God's highest purpose for me in this situation? The swift answer left me awestruck. I was to emulate Daniel in the lion's den. I was to experience an absolute demonstration of truth. God is all there is. Everything is God. A sense of powerful gratitude swept over me, and I began praying for everyone and everything I might encounter in oneness. I set an intention to remain prayerful and to see God without fail, and I remained anchored in gratitude, understanding, and radical self-forgiveness. By the time the officers entered the car to drive me from the scene, I knew a profound peace. The demonstration began right away. Sir, let me loosen those handcuffs for you. At every turn, I experienced great unsolicited kindness. Extra fruit and cereal bars, blankets to fashion a pillow, friendly guards and nurses who made it their business to visit and bring me out of my cell. The day of my release, my lawyer looked dazed. 30 years, and I've never seen anything like this. I just saw God's work. I didn't say a word. No charges filed, no record. You are free as if nothing happened. God's work. When I know God, only God, the universe reveals more of God than I could ever imagine. Everybody breathe into that. You can imagine that an event drew somebody to that experience. However, he stopped and called himself back, called himself to the presence within him. When we correct and we connect to our own inner place of peace and power, we create a greater world that we get to live in. Yes, events are going to happen. Things are going to take place. But a loving universe is here to support each and every one of us. I've shared this Buddhist clip before, but I have this on my desk in the office, because what it reminds me is that life is going to take its twists and turns, its ups and its downs, and it's going to take us everywhere. And yet, there they are enjoying the ride, because they are trusting their faith will take them and be with them in this process of discovering, of joy and of fun. Life is going to have its ups and downs. Life is going to twist and it's going to turn, and it's up to each one of us to enjoy the ride, to know that we're safe in the cart. I always say that as I see something like that, or as I see the fun house, there's a cart that you always ride in. You always ride in this. They don't tell you, here, go run up and down the roller coaster. They set you in a cart, just like you're sitting in spirit. You're safe. It's up to you to enjoy the ride in trust and in faith. It's up to each one of us to give up looking to make someone wrong and focus our intention on being right within ourselves. Are we going to wander off the path? Yes. Do I? Absolutely. I forget, and I have to use my GPS. I have to take a moment to breathe, to call myself back to what is it I want to experience. It's up to each one of us to give up making life wrong, trading our old stories. Trading in our old stories, and to claim and accept a new story of freedom, personal freedom. When we soften our resistance, when we soften our resistance to life, more of who we truly are gets to be experienced in us, through us, and for us. So let's just take that into prayer. Everybody take a breath and anchor that breath. Right here, right now, knowing and accepting that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence, by whatever name, the divine, the beloved, that life force that lives within each and every one of us is yours to name, yours to decide. It is the life force that guides us, that walks with us, for we each are the beloved place where spirit shows up. This is what I know. Divinely guided and inspired in creating an atmosphere of greater trust, of greater faith, of a knowingness that we walk with the divine. And where there is a need for a healing, we call forth that miracle-working power of God to remind us, to renew us, to strengthen us, and to guide us. This is our GPS, where we stop and we call upon the divine. What is it that I need to understand in this? And strengthen me to know that truth. Greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. I trust this divine mind in and through and as me, and in and through and as each one of you. This is what I know. As I release this, my word, into that universal, all-loving, all-nurturing law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over, we are full of it. And we celebrate that fullness of life that lives within. This is who we are. This is what we let shine. And we give thanks for that. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here or would like to be, join me in saying, and so it is, so it shall be. Amen.